You are listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank. So we're speaking to Craig Polkinghorne once again about which business sectors are most at risk during COVID-19 and how they can recover.
In the light of the crisis, the economic crisis, it's worth any business deciding into which category they fall. And from a banking perspective, we think about a couple of categories. First of all, there are those businesses that are big enough, strong enough, and have a long track record of being successful that probably will be successful without requiring any help or intervention from anybody else, including a bank. They have the resources, they have the capital, and they have the liquidity to be able to get through a crisis, regardless of how long it is. The second category are companies that will feel an enormous amount of stress and pain, like the rest of the economy, but again, that probably will get through the crisis with the help of the bank, whether it's in terms of liquidity or whether it's in terms of additional capital or whatever else might be required, extended terms in terms of lending. But they are likely to get through, in partnership with the bank, get through the crisis. The third category are a different category in that they are likely to feel the strain and they are likely to require something extraordinary in order to survive the crisis. So they might need extra equity, they might need a new capital structure, they might need to rethink how their business is going, but they need something extraordinary in terms of how they operate. And to some extent, it's this group of clients that the government has tried to support through their government guaranteed fund. There are a lot of interventions for small businesses, much less so for larger businesses. And we have a document, if anyone wants it, that categorizes all of those and how do you access the funding at Standard Bank. The last category of clients would be those that probably were going to fail with or without a crisis, and the crisis hastens their demise. And for them, it's a very difficult decision because there's not that much you can do because something was wrong in terms of their business model, the opportunity that they were chasing. And as always, there's an element of luck in how successful you are. So any of those components could have played an influence as to why the business wasn't successful in the first place and why it's unlikely to be able to survive an extended crisis and an extended economic recession.
So, Craig, what other aspects must we consider from business's perspective?
The other aspect to consider from a business's perspective is all your stakeholders and how they are likely to be impacted and affected by both the health crisis, the economic crisis, and your position in their chain, because you are part of a greater ecosystem as a business. You don't operate in isolation. And so you need to really think about and probably consult with all your stakeholders. And that includes the shareholders or owners of the business. It includes your staff. I think it's really important because they have had a very disruptive time, regardless of what their circumstances are. There's the management of the company. There's the directors, if you structured in such a way. And then there are your clients. You know, how are they impacted by you being in lockdown, not operating, partially operating, and your suppliers? And for all of them, I think you need to be very aware of your entire system and what is the impact on that system. We as a bank are looking at how do we help our clients, but also how do we help their clients and how do we help their system as a whole, because we realize they don't operate in isolation. An additional aspect to consider is what has happened to the behavior of your clients? What has happened to the behavior of your staff? Because this crisis is going to have long-term effects, and I think it's going to have changes that happen quickly and are felt for a long time to come. So, for example, social distancing, if that is currently promoted as a way to flatten the curve, it might become the norm. I find in my own personal behavior that when I meet people, even people I know really well, I'm not that keen to get too close to them. So I question, am I going to want to stand in a queue? Am I going to want to go and sit in a doctor's waiting room? Am I going to be keen to go to a movie theater? All of those things I don't know because they're coming in the future. But that's one of the things that social distancing might impact. It might impact behavior on transport, for example. Are people going to want to go in public transport and sit close to anybody else? I'm very mindful that in South Africa we have this dichotomy of an economy where the Gini coefficient allows a certain portion of the population to have choices, whereas some of the population might not have those same choices. So as we have had to do in the past, we will have to deal with two very different market segments in terms of how we are structured. Another factor to consider, I think, is your business, and in terms of its social position in society. I think the crisis has highlighted the link between government, business, and society in general. And I think that there's going to be a change, and that change has probably been long coming in terms of how do businesses operate and how do they have to operate in a society. In a country like South Africa, I don't think it's going to be feasible to continue with a profit-only motive. I think it's going to be very necessary to have a much wider view of the social impact of your business in terms of society. And that might include the communities around you, disadvantaged communities, how you interact with any number of participants that are in the proximity of your business. And or how do you operate with interest or focus points that your staff might be interested in? They might not be the interest of you as the business owner, but certainly if they are relevant and important to your employees, then you will need to take cognizant of that.
Yeah. So how do we adapt our current business model to the new normal, given the fact especially that we don't know what that is and we have to guess the whole time?
From my perspective in our business in commercial banking in Standard Bank, we're really focusing on two things. Is how can we have our staff working from home in a way that they are comfortable, efficient and happy doing that? And secondly, how can we enable our clients to do the same in the event that they need to do it? Now, do I think that people will work from home forever? I don't. But I do think that for the next few months, there will be increased requirement to work from home. And I think the new generation of younger people entering the workforce, and we had seen signs of that coming in the past anyway, will be much more flexible in terms of their working environment. And I think we do need to adapt for that. So how do you get your clients able to interact with you remotely? How do you allow your staff to work remotely? And all of that to be efficient.
All right, Craig, and what is your final view?
Final view to sign off is that my perspective is that the entrepreneurs in South Africa are extremely resilient. You see them all the time. You see them on the sides of the road, you see them in big businesses, you see them with long track records, you see them with short track records. But we actually have a very strong and vibrant business community, and it's very resilient, and it finds a way to operate. All the different cultures in South Africa have experienced, I think, an enormous amount of hardship over the last 50 or 100 years, and as a consequence, they are used to getting knocked down and rising up again. So the lockdown and the crisis, both health-wise and economic, is something that we will endure and we will get through. I think we're going to have to get through it together. And I do think that business will come out at the end of it stronger because they will have revised their role in society and have a much more meaningful role to play in terms of how they operate with society and how do they assist society. And I think as a consequence, we will be stronger as an economic force in Africa and be able to trade globally, probably in a slightly different way, but in a much more efficient way and be much more relevant to any of our stakeholders that we might have.
Well, thank you once again, Craig. Insightful as always. You've been listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank.